Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets, and this is the Mid-Morning Commodity Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 798, down 11 and 3 quarters. July, 803, down 9 and a half. Soft May wheat, 695 and a quarter, down 17 and 3 quarters. July, 703 and a half, down 18. May corn, 504 and 3 quarters, down 9 and a quarter. July, 508 and 3 quarters, down 10 and a quarter. December, $5 and a half, down 8 and 3 quarters. May soybeans, $15, down 30 and 3 quarters. July, 1483 and 3 quarters, down 29. November, 1229 and 3 quarters, down 17. May soybean meal, 495.20, down 870. May soybean oil, 41.42, down 46. June live cattle, 138.12 and a half, up 92 and a half. May feeder cattle, 183.52 and a half, up 232 and a half. May lean hogs, 117.50, down 17 and one half.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's the first day of the month, and it does appear that, if I'm looking at things right, that commercials are selling the market today?
Well, I'm not too sure commercials were selling. I mean, the fear here in soybeans after the export sales came out, and then we've got a lot of talk that we're bringing in more South American soybeans into the country. That is probably stirred up some country movement. It may be coming from elevator country movement into the bigger commercials, and if that's the case, then there may be hedging it. But we are, just probably everybody's worried about the basis weakening and whatnot if South American supplies begin to come into the marketplace. But the main factor that I think that's probably got everything in a tumbling mode here is the weather forecast does imply that there is a 6 to 7 day window here that's coming up here next week. We may see some guys in the field as early as this weekend, and we're going to see an active planting week. Now, with that said, we've got a lot of ground up in the northern Corn Belt that's probably not going to necessarily get into the field and do any kind of active planting. So, but the trade, I think, is two things. Is the planting looks to be a little more favorable, and then there's increasing talk of more imports coming in from South America, but we got a long ways to go on that. But anytime that occurs, you're going to shake a lot of people loose. Now, the other thing that's happening on the technical front, which is encouraging that, is the market has not been able to clear those early April spike highs that we had in the market after the supply-demand estimate. I think that's what caused them. We haven't been able to really clear those areas. So you've kind of got some double top type formations showing up on the chart. And then that's also has turned the technical seller, at least to the, he's getting out of some longs. We'll have to see what happens to open interest today. But those are the key factors that I see in the marketplace here today. And that's just, you know, we'll see where we find support, and then we'll see whether or not the market can kind of regroup and see where we're at going into the weekend. Now, some of my short-term cycles do imply that the market should find some stability tomorrow and then maybe have a rally next week. So that's the way I'm looking at the market on the short term.
What are the suspected short-term support levels that the market could find its equilibrium at?
Well, I think we're kind of there here today at today's lows on beans, July beans, this low here, this 1480. Worst case scenario would be to maybe slip down here to 1480, but I don't, I'm not in that camp. When you take a look at corn, let's see if I can get my corn chart pulled up here in a hurry. I think we got a little room in corn to kind of set back and really not do any damage. So the chart that probably has the greatest risk of triggering a bigger sell-off is probably soybeans because of all the South America talk and whatnot. Corn is going to find support from wheat. Wheat looks like it's headed to some higher levels. Corn, I would say July corn, again, should be finding support right down here, this 505, 506 area. So I think we've hit the market hard enough already here since 7:30 or since the 8:30 opening that we should begin to find some support. And then maybe the market, we'll see how much short covering we get.
So then we'll see how much the market is made of when we come back tomorrow into the weekend.
Well, that'll be the key is follow through. As I've mentioned a lot of times, this market has, well, we have these flash breaks, and it's one day of just heavy selling, and then a lot of times it just dries up overnight, doesn't follow through, and then the market kind of regroups. And then it continues in its trend. I'd say corn is solidly in an uptrend. Beans are solidly in an uptrend, but they have the most risk probably of breaking an uptrend. But at the moment, they're still in the uptrend, and everything still looks like a green light to me. But we'll see where we're at the end of the day, Dave.
Let's turn our attention to the dollar. We have some time for that this morning.
Well, it's kind of play it again for me. the dollar has finally came under some pretty severe pressure here the last couple of days, and we're back down toying with the lows that we had here a few weeks ago. That, you know, every time it gets down there, somebody throws it a life vest and it's able to kind of bounce back. But I keep an eye on it. If it's okay as long as it stays in the 79s.
Mm-hmm.
But if we start dipping down underneath 79, then you're going to start activating a head and shoulder top formation. Because the neckline is going to be somewhere around 79 and a quarter probably, but I'd like to see a clear close underneath the lows that we had here a couple weeks ago, which is what, oh, about 1926 or 79.26.
Yeah, 26.
If we break underneath that, then we break underneath the trend line, and then my guess is a lot of times when you trigger a formation like that, the market will break a day or two, and then it'll rally back to the point of breakout, which in this case would be the neckline. And if it can't climb back above the neckline, then selling pressure begins to take hold.
Okay.
And then that chart pattern then is confirmed.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 10 o'clock Central Time.